Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, your calls for Gerald Celente. Gerald, I read on the radio yesterday the CNN headline. We're going to dig it back up. People won't believe it. 9/11 first responders barred from 10th anniversary ceremony. And we were able to find another article. What's the source of that? That's Fox News. 9/11 first responders to be excluded from 10th anniversary ceremony. The actual heroes. Either way you slice what really happened on 9/11, these men and women are heroes that went in and tried to save people, and so many of them died. And because so many of them are angry that they've been excluded from health care and been lied to about asbestos, they're barred from it. And then the prostitutes and the whore criminal government are going to sit up there and sell a police state and their wars on the memory of the dead, and the first responders aren't allowed to be there. What do you make of that, Gerald?
And let's go back and watch what you're going to hear when all of these ceremonies take place. You know how they used to say, and again, as you said, any way you slice it, these are the facts. The World Trade Centers came down, the symbol of America's financial might. Hey, Alex, take a look at the Dow as we speak. It's at 2,000 levels. Guess the terrorist won. Oh, Alex, here's another one for you. 10 years later, they still haven't rebuilt the damn thing. Hey, that really shows your progress, doesn't it? More of that impressive progress. That Petraeus, you know, that general, that now they've merged the CIA and the Defense Department. Now he's the head of the CIA. But when he was running the war in Afghanistan, impressive progress. The war, remember, they whacked general headquarters, regardless how you believe it happened, whether it happened or not. They hit the damn thing. The terrorists are winning. They won. Look what happens to us when we go to the airports. They x-ray us. They feel us up. They pat us down. Look at the Patriot Act. We have no more constitutional rights. The terrorists won. You won't hear any of this when they have the celebrations. We've lost how much since that time on the wonderful war on terror. Now we have Homeland Security. The terrorists won.
Well, that's it. They're going to be celebrating how they use the terror attacks to fully gut the country and take all of our freedoms. So it is a celebration. So, of course, they don't want the first responders there. They're Al-Qaeda. In fact, guys, print me the article, first responders to get medical care had to be put through a terror database. Finally, Congress passed a law to give them some basic health care. When they've done the CAT scans, it's admitted their lungs are full of asbestos, you name it. But they have to go through a terror database every time before they get health care like they're terrorists.
Again, this is what happens. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. Fascism has come to America. Call a spade. Again, look what's happened to this country since 9/11. It was bad before, but now it's terrible.
Well,
but
I know.
By the way, Alex, just let me interject. Every now and then I get these emails from people. Hey, listen, Celente, if you don't like it here, leave. And you know what? I got news for them. You leave. You're the guys that are screwing the joint up. You're the ones that are changing the Constitution. Don't tell me to leave, Jackson. You pack up your gear with the rest of your fascist buddies and go someplace else where you'll feel at home.
I love it. Absolutely. I defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And then people say, if you don't love it, leave it. I'm trying to defend what America's supposed to be. They're bringing in all this alien, anti-freedom garbage and telling us to shut up and take it, Gerald. So absolutely, pack your stuff up, go to a deserted island, and you vampires can all feed on each other. Oh, but you don't want that. You want to suck this country dry first. We're in a race to kick the globalist out of here. Gerald, stay there. I want to get your take on Libya and then go to phone calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
TrendsResearch.com is the excellent website of Gerald Celente. You can also go to the site and subscribe to the Trends Journal itself. Invaluable information. You can also, of course, visit our websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to get to a few calls while Gerald Celente is with us, but putting it back on screen, the Fox News headline, 911 first responders to be excluded from 10th anniversary ceremony because it's seen that they are disgruntled about the fact the government knowingly lied about the deadly dust. Well, you shouldn't have believed the government, guys. And that it's seen that they're hostile to the government now. Now, when I've been down at Ground Zero a couple years after it happened and saying 9/11 was an inside job, about half the folks were getting mad at me, firemen, police, folks like that. The last time I was there 2-3 years ago, they were all patting me on the back, shaking my hand. Captains and fire department commanders and police commanders were nodding and smiling and saying, "We appreciate you, Alex. We know, we know." And I was like, "Say that on tape." It's like, "No, just know we know." It was incredible. And I'm not getting Gerald off into that. The point is that that's why they're excluded. Fox News, AP, Reuters, again, the first responder heroes 10 years later are excluded. Why? Because the vast majority of them know that those buildings were all blown sky high. And they know they're angry. They got their phones tapped. You name it. Okay? Now, Gerald, digressing into another area, it just came out in The Nation magazine that Stratfor, a large and establishment global intelligence, private intelligence group that's been around for a very long time, based in Austin, Texas, has come out, and The Nation magazine's reporting, Stratfor disputes OBL killing in Abbottabad. And it goes on to say, globally recognized intelligence and forecast Stratfor has rejected the U.S. Central Intelligence claim that the man killed in Abbottabad compound by U.S. Navy SEALs was Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden. This was one of the reasons the CIA kept Pakistan's premier intelligence agency, Inner Service Intelligence, in the dark. And it goes on to say it's not true. Wow, my intel is it's totally fake. I know you've laughed at the cement shoe thing, but that's a big deal with somebody like Stratfor, because they're highly respected, comes out. Could we be coming to the end of the lies? Could people go ahead and realize there's no future if we don't stop going along with it?
No, I don't see that happening, not the way it is now. The whole game is so rigged. We have such little freedom. Where do we voice our discontent? You have the Republicans and the Democrats. You know how I feel about it. The Bananos or the Gambinos, that's your choice. No, it's not going to change until the individual changes, Alex. It's a much deeper issue than that, as I see it. I mean, that's my belief. I believe it's, you know, it's emotional. It's spiritual, it's physical, and it's emotional. And until those levels change, morality has to come back, but people have to live that in their individual lives. And I'm not talking about this phony, you know, religious stuff, you know, where people tell you, you know, I know the real God, and this is what it says. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the inner truth. And most people haven't reached that yet. You look at the state of the nation. You look at this presidential reality show going on. I mean, it's bad theater. I mean, every time you see one of these candidates that show up in a farm state, you think they could ever sit anywhere other than on a bale of hay? And the people keep buying this baloney. So it's until the individual changes. There's that wonderful Hindu saying, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. And right now, I don't believe the people are ready spiritually, emotionally, or physically.
Well, I agree. The average man thinks that watching football is what it is to be a male, not to be informed, involved in their community. And, you know, I mean, real men, the old-fashioned icon of it was not wanting to be a chump, not being conned, being independent, and not trusting the government, and being involved in your community. Now, men just basically just run around acting like adolescents. Women act like tarts. And is there any wonder that we've been totally taken over by criminal interest? And it's more than that. You talk
exactly.
About
it's the drugs too, and I'm not talking about, and let's stop this baloney, this war on drugs and busting people for pot. What a lot of crap that is. How about busting people for Xanax and all these wonderful drugs they put out there, like, you know, Oxycontin? There's a good winner for you. So all these drugs, these Ritalins and the tons of drugs that people are taking, the antidepressants, that's added into it as well. And as you mentioned about men, and this is, as I said, you know, people have an uprising in this country. These aren't just mommy's boys. They're soccer mommy's boys. Look at these guys, these prostitute reporters out there. I mean, again, you know, they're the goody two-shoes. I got an email from someone today that said they weren't renewing their subscription. I'm not making this one up. They said that although they bought gold in 2008, I think gold was trading for what, about $600-$700
yeah.
Back then. And although they were a little more, 800, I think. So it's double, more than double now. And they did very well on our forecast by believing the forecast. We haven't given enough information on how moms could do more to help their kids. How moms could do more. This is a soccer mommy society. Look at the TV shows. Look at the commercials. Have you ever seen a guy that could put one foot in front of his other without tripping over or being helped by some smart woman?
Well, that's what I wanted to say. Women watch TV, and men have bought into the role to act like goofballs, but women, so much of the time, really want to boss everybody around on average, and they buy into this idea that they're the government enforcer and the government's their friend. And it was Hitler that said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And it's really true. But hey, don't worry. I mean, look, Madison Avenue knows that women make about 80% of the purchases. It's not that women are dumb or bad. They've been targeted, and they bought into a little narrative that Obama's going to help them and stuff. And they're going to enjoy the road warrior society that they've helped conjure.
And again, the whole country's been feminized. And if it's not the women, then it's the little kids. I haven't met a little kid yet that isn't either amazing, brilliant, or special. So it's either the little kids that are smarter than the guys or the women. So the whole country's become feminized. Look at Congress. Look at these guys. Every one of them. The only one, again, I have any respect for is Ron Paul. I've said this. I don't agree with him on some of his libertarian issues, particularly on the environment and other. But overall, that's who I would cast my vote for. At least he speaks his mind and has a spine. The other ones go with the wind, or else they help the special interests that give them the most. So the nation is in this state. So when you ask me, will people wake up? No, not until they grow up.
Absolutely. Let's take a few calls here. Let's talk to Ari in California. You're on the air, Ari. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
I am going to go off topic here a little bit, but you mentioned something that at the beginning of your show today, and I've heard you say that a few times before, and it was about Serbia and NATO.
Yes.
Now, as somebody who lived through Kosovo War, I have no doubt NATO probably had their own interest to go there, but to portray Serbia as some victim, like you often do, I just don't understand from somebody who's as informed as you are.
No, I'm not saying that Tito before was some great guy, and I understand that both sides, everybody was killing each other. I'm not, I mean, I don't have any Serbian background, so I don't have a dog in the hunt here. What I was saying was, is just like Libya, they're going in, creating a civil war. They did fund Muslim groups out of Albania to attack the Serbs. I'm talking about that end of the war when NATO then came in and used depleted uranium. And what came out of that? Do you have any comments on this, Gerald?
Yes, I do. In one of my books, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, I wrote about how USA Today came out in an article years later saying how the United States, and they did it on July 4th weekend when nobody was reading the newspapers, about how they trumped up the atrocities and it wasn't as bad as the United States said. And the bottom line, of course, to all of this is, it's none of our business. How about straightening out Detroit, cleaning up East St. Louis or St. Louis? So it's this whole idea of the United States spreading democracy when we're taking it away from us over in our country over here.
Well, that's my point, is that they were knocking out the strongest country in the middle of all that, and they were using Al-Qaeda just as they're using Al-Qaeda in Libya. And ma'am, I appreciate your call. In fact, maybe you should send me an email with your perspective. Perhaps I read it on air. But Gerald,
I want to pick up on that as well, because Serbia, the former Yugoslavia, was the only country that was not buying in to that whole capitalist wave. That was another issue, because if you remember during the communist days, Yugoslavia was doing better than just about anybody. They were trying to export that Yugo. It wasn't much of an automobile, but they were way ahead. They were making some of the premier locomotives of the day.
It's the same thing in Libya. Same reason they've taken over Libya. Gerald, we are out of time. I hope folks will visit your website and subscribe there. Of course, it's trendsresearch.com. Gerald, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Hey, thank you, Al. It's great being on with you.
Great to be with you. All right, Paul Watson coming up, then Webster Tarpley. We're getting into Libya. I meant to get Gerald's take on Libya, but we're out of time. We'll have to get it on the TV show.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
All right, Webster Tarpley was recently in Libya, is coming up. I wanted Paul Watson to join us via video Skype just briefly to give us a breakdown of an article I worked on with him this morning. Obama hit struggling Americans with energy rate hikes. This is a big deal dealing with Agenda 21. And then segue into Libya, another article he did. NATO hands terrorist who killed U.S. troops control of Libya. Al-Qaeda gets new home as rebels seize Tripoli. I mean, now that they've pretty much taken over and Gaddafi scurrying around somewhere. Now it's just going to be an endless civil war, which is exactly what they want. Paul Watson.
Well, that's right, Alex. And I mean, back in on July 8th, I wrote an article, and also I was on your show where Mike Adams was hosting it. And the headline of the article was U.S. wants Gaddafi toppled by September. The United States and France have set a deadline September 2nd to topple Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. And basically, they were, at that time, they were saying to him, look, if you don't step down now, we're going to launch a massive bombardment of NATO. And we're going to basically bomb you out of there. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday and Sunday. You had NATO jets, RAF fighters bombarded Tripoli. And then the Al-Qaeda rebels can now storm in and steal the 144 tons of gold and take over the country and basically turn it into an extremist backwater. Libya, of course, because Gaddafi had spent most of the oil money on, he'd reinvested it in the country. It was, they had one of the highest living standards in the region. Now that's all going to be eviscerated. And I mean, that's why the middle class supported Gaddafi in the first place, because relatively in comparison to other countries in North Africa and the Middle East, it's a good standard of living for those people in Libya, in Tripoli, in the major cities. So now that's all eviscerated. You've got Obama and Cameron, you know, grandstanding at the glorious victory as if they commanded the army themselves. And basically it's going to turn into another quagmire once those extremists get control. It's going to turn into another Iraq. And, of course, the irony is that the very terrorists who killed U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, the same al-Qaeda that was funded by MI5 in 1996 to assassinate Gaddafi, is now going to be firmly in control with globalist blessings in Libya.
Well, again, you're anti-America, anti-England, that you don't support al-Qaeda. Would you like to apologize for not supporting the glorious al-Qaeda?
Well, I'm just still surprised that those people that rioted and looted in the UK a couple of weeks ago aren't the legitimate government, because I thought that's how we do business now. I mean, they were called protesters, remember, back in March, even as they seized military tanks and fighter jets, the media called them protesters for 3 weeks just to give the UN time enough to craft this resolution, which they instantly violated. The no-fly zone turned into a bombardment overnight, and then arming, training, funding the rebels again, violating their own resolution. And now we come to this Operation Mermaid Dawn endgame. And, of course, the establishment media is all joyous at these celebrations as if it's some organic uprising. There was a massive sustained bombardment on Saturday and Sunday night, some, you know, 1,300 people dead, 5,000 injured. And the media's treating it as if it's just some organic uprising.
No way. Now, those planes, bombs they were dropping, killing people, that was peace.
Peace bombs from the peace laureate Barack Obama, who has more troops deployed than George W. Bush did at any time in his presidency.
But what's wrong with you, Paul? I mean, working with al-Qaeda and bombing and killing civilians is peace.
It's kinetic action, exactly.
Well, you're very evil. I mean, look, it's totally going to disintegrate into bedlam, which is order out of chaos. That's what they want. So now the rest of Africa will sink deeper into the murk. What about the fact that the White House responded to us in February, and now it's totally confirmed? They're saying they're going to shut down most of the power plants not owned by General Electric, who's been given the waivers. This article we've got out today is so important, Paul.
It's important because it's not just the fact that they're hitting Americans with massive power bill rises, you know, right on the edge of a double dip recession, which is exactly what's happening in the UK. Double percentage point increases on your gas and electricity.
That's right. They made the same announcements. Your carbon taxes are set to double your prices.
Yeah, and it's not just hollowing out the American industry. It's cap and trade via the back door, because remember, Obama tried to get it passed in Congress. He failed. And now he's going to these power companies through the EPA and saying you have to get these controls in place. They can't do it, so they're just having to purchase carbon credits from the other power companies. The pollution is still going out there, but Al Gore, Obama, and the Rothschilds are still getting their carbon payments, so everything's okay.
Well, that's good. Al-Qaeda isn't victorious. That's pro-America. only the insiders get to have power plants. The prices are going up. That's good. And so it's wonderful.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your six free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Direct.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your six free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your six free meals shipped today.
That he knows have been wounded in the humanitarian bloodbath that is known as Nobel Peace. We're going to be looking at that and reports of a Gaddafi counterattack, fake dead Gaddafi photos drifting around. This is quite the spectacle and the new model of how the UN will invade you. They will fund terrorists to attack. They will uprise. If you fight back in any way, you will be bombarded with kinetic love bombs, and if you're not for Al-Qaeda, you're an American. Now I guess I'm an American then, because it's admitted, and we have the quotes here of the rebel leaders, that they've killed Americans in Iraq and that they still hate America. Well, then why would our government be doing this? Because they don't like stable countries. They want to destabilize all of Africa even further. So that's coming up with Webster Tarpley. Watson, finishing up with your central article, I've seen the articles in England and the London Telegraph just a few weeks ago. Power prices set to double in the next 3 years, and so they can't get the carbon tax that's paid to the Rothschild slash Rockefeller, Al Gore. I mean, they openly own it. carbon exchanges. You go to them and pay them money. I'm burning coal. I'll pay you money, Al Gore. And he goes, good, my son. Your family is taken out of purgatory. I absolve you. Pay more money, and we will get you, the rest of your family, out of hell itself. Oh, thank you, Al Gore. Oh, great man-bear pig. But now, they've already had rolling blackouts, massive power increase cost. And now, in your article, you've got all these major power companies that aren't part of the insider group. You've got the Texas Power Commission, the Texas Public Utility Commission saying, get ready for huge blackouts and double the power prices. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram's reporting that. And this will be more of a blessing with General Electric, who's had a waiver since February, running around giggling and laughing in front of everyone, obviously increasing power output at their factories, at their generating systems. I mean, this is totally mafia. This is like saying you can only buy groceries from, you know, Obama's. Maybe they'll start a string of grocery stores. I guess they kind of have done that with NAFTA and GATT with Walmart. So finishing up, Paul Watson from England.
Well, precisely. I mean, GE gives Obama $500,000. They get the waiver. That's how it works. That's Chicago land for you.
But this is tens of billions of profit, conservatively, over the next few years for a half mil?
Well, precisely. I mean, it's over $100 billion just in the immediate cost that these power companies will have to pay. And as I said before, even if you believe that carbon dioxide and these other greenhouse gases that they're talking about are, you know, deadly killers, they're going to be emitted anyway. It's just the power companies are going to buy the carbon credits from Al Gore, the Rothschilds, and Obama, who is also invested in it, and they're going to pass the cost on to the consumers. That's why our bills are going up 20%.
But the Rothschilds have yachts and private jets that put out a special gas that counteracts the devil carbon dioxide. So you ought to pray to them. Did you know that the Rothschild flatulence is actually the only gas humans live off of?
Well, precisely. And, you know, Ted Turner can have five kids, Rockefeller can have six kids, but overpopulation is a problem. We can't have any. The thing is, though, I mean, look at this. UK faces green agenda backlash as energy prices rise. For the moment, they're going up 20%. They'll go up more next year. But that's also the amount that they spend on so-called green energy. And this is the same in both countries. And it mainly goes on wind turbines, which are notoriously inefficient. In Northern Europe, when we get cold weather like we did last winter, you know, coldest winter in 100 years, they don't work. You have to get really powerful winds for them to work. And even then, they're so much more expensive to run. They always break. You know, birds are flying into them. You can't maintain them because they're out in these isolated locations. And all our money's being spent on this because they've got this commitment to generate 20% green energy.
I think it's wonderful.
The next 10 years.
I think it's totally reasonable that insiders get waivers for not having to buy health care on Obamacare, and that General Electric gets a waiver that they wrote. I mean, they wrote it to shut down their competition. I think that's fine. And I think Al-Qaeda taking over Libya is a wonderful thing. And I just, again, I'm really ashamed that you're not for Al-Qaeda, Paul.
Well, I guess that, you know, as long as we do pay our carbon credits, at least the space aliens won't attack, because that's what the NASA scientists told us last week. Space aliens are concerned about global warming. If we don't line the pockets of Al Gore, the first carbon billionaire, you know, E.T. might come and get us. So,
by the way, Jaron, actually, when I talked about this yesterday, did post the Guardian article. A NASA-funded scientist, and this is the London Guardian headline, came out and said, pay Al Gore the money or the aliens are going to kill us. I mean, Paul, next they're going to say Freddy Krueger's coming if you don't pay Man-Bear-Pig. And, of course, I joked about the flatulence of the Rothschilds. They are now in Europe, and it's starting in the U.S. Canada already passed it, the cow flatulence tax. And so they're saying that cow's flatulence is going to kill the Earth, even though the Earth's always been covered with herbivores, bovine creatures. I mean, you know, they wiped out the tens of millions of buffalo and replaced it with an animal that can breed with it, another type of domesticated cow. It's insane. They say aliens are going to get us. Cow flatulence is evil. Pay Rothschild more money. I mean, you could not make up a joke this disgusting and this sick. They're paying a sheep flatulence tax in Australia now. And they're openly, the New York Times had the headline 3 years ago, attacks on breathing. They're not playing games. And there's all these weird goody two-shoes running around who, like, get off on hating themselves and they want to pay a tax for breathing. These are mentally ill people, Paul.
Oh, yes. Just save the planet, kill yourself. But these people are in power. John Holdren's in control of the geoengineering. And then you've got this planned-opolis agenda, which is what the big oil companies and the British government put out a couple of years ago, where they say, if you want to drive a car, you're going to have to apply for permission from the government. We're going to have a global food council. You're going to get meat as a rare delicacy, maybe once a month.
And incidentally, they've got trendies posing as patriots, liberal filmmakers making movies about the same plastic cities we're all going to have to go live in.
Yeah, and it's a throwback to Maoist China. Even as recently as the 80s, people who lived in China, poor people, meat was a rare delicacy, once a month treat. And in this plandopolis, slaveopolis, the people who resist are going to be thrown in these cry freedom ghettos where they're segregated off from the rest of society. That's not my terminology. That's what they call them in their own video promoting this agenda. So people need to realize that these people are in control. They're insane, and they're holding the reins of power.
Well, they're insane like a fox. Their low-level minions are mentally ill and just like a moth to flame enjoy the control freak authoritarianism and believe that they're going to be part of it because they've given themselves to it. You know, that's your average general loser. But on top, they're cold-blooded. They say, how do we sell slavery and make folks love it? We teach people how to help themselves. And then have a new green Nazism sold while they fly around on their private jets. Paul Watson will continue to track these articles as they unfold. The White House responded to us in February. Everybody needs to get this article out. Obama hit struggling Americans with energy rate hikes. Thank you so much, Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who bravely spent several weeks in Libya a little over a month ago and reported to us live under the peaceful kinetic military bombardment that's killed thousands and thousands of people. But I'm politically correct. It is peaceful and non-military because they said so. Now it's confirmed Al-Qaeda are the leaders. Headline, NATO hands terrorists who killed U.S. troops control over Libya. Al-Qaeda gets new home as rebels seize Tripoli. What is the stratagem here? What's the latest that Webster Griffin Tarpley has? He also reported to me that one of his colleagues, Dr. Franklin Lamb, shot in Tripoli by NATO Al-Qaeda peace activist. Webster Tarpley, tell us more about the peace that's reportedly killed thousands in the last 24 hours.
Well, what we're dealing with here is a carefully, cynically planned military operation by the NATO high command, with the U.S. playing a very, very important role in it. Don't listen to anything to the contrary. It is called Operation Mermaid Dawn, and in the middle of that, you've also got something called Operation Mermaid or Operation Siren, similar terms coming maybe from the French. But this is a military operation, and it's basically this. They're facing the mid-September deadline when the United Nations Security Council resolution runs out. And without that resolution, it's very hard for Italy and Canada and a bunch of smaller NATO countries to play a role. And since the main bases have to be in Italy because of the geography, there's a hysterical attempt in NATO to put an end to this. Now, what they've done is, first of all, carpet bombing. Instead of
thought crime, love bombing.
Yeah, right. Carpet bombing of civilians, no concern for civilian casualties, just a mad dash to get it all over with. So very, very heavy bombing of Tripoli and of the approaches to Tripoli in the past week or so. And in addition, a very aggressive use of these Apache helicopters with a lot of strafing of civilians with machine guns, especially, and some rockets. And this is accounted for something upwards of 1,300 dead civilians in the past 48 hours, let's say. 1,300 dead as of yesterday, and then many more overnight. So this is the protection of civilians under the UN Security Council resolution. So carpet bombing Apache helicopters, that accounts for the rapid progress of the rebels. Now, the other thing that accounts for it is amphibious landings. All reports now agree that smaller landing craft as well as larger NATO warships cruised up very close to the coast there, to the port of Tripoli on the Mediterranean, and landed these death squads, these terror teams of al-Qaeda killers who had been shipped in from Benghazi and Tobruk and Derna and places like this. So this, I think...
Webster, look, we're pro-America here on this show, so don't criticize the valiant al-Qaeda forces.
Right.
By the way, they're banning first responders from the 9/11 remembrance event. So the 9/11 responders are bad. Al Qaeda's good. I'm going to have you apologize for talking bad about Al Qaeda. We're going to have to let you go.
Okay. So this, I think, accounts for this. It's what you call in warfare a coup de main. In other words, they've taken some key parts of the city. However, the reports I'm getting, and these come from Franklin Lamb that you mentioned, wounded though he is, he continues to report. Lizzie Phelan, who has been in the Rixos Hotel, and Darius Mahdi Nazem Rouaya. You can see a lot of this on Russia Today. They continued to report during the night, and especially Franklin Lamb is up in a high-rise hotel, and he can see the approaches coming into Tripoli from the west. So what we've got is reports of a counterattack being organized by the Gaddafi forces, starting from the Gaddafi compound, with heavy fighting going on there, tanks under Gaddafi and his supporters moving towards Green Square. We're even told that the rebels have lost control, at least temporarily, did lose control of Green Square when a column of Gaddafi forces went through there. The counterattack seems to be under the command of Khamis Gaddafi, K-H-A-M-I-S. That's the one son who has not been captured. Three other sons captured, one son killed months ago. The other thing we have is from Franklin Lamb in his vantage point in this high-rise hotel. He says that he saw a convoy of 25 pro-Gaddafi military trucks going towards the center of the city. So this, I don't think, is over. And there are some indications that there was actually a strategy. I would say the Gaddafi forces were taken by surprise by the amphibious landings. This maybe accounts for why they didn't use their anti-ship missiles, which they are known to have.
By the way, my sources say U.S., NATO, and private contractors were inserted 2 days ago from the sea. It's probably not just the valiant al-Qaeda people.
Yes. Well, the report that I have, if you look at Tarpley.net, I've got the report is that from Maison that the al-Qaeda fighters from Benghazi that were landed by NATO were under the control of NATO officers, so European officers, which reproduces the eternal pattern of the colonial army, just what the Libyans had thought that they'd gotten rid of. So heavy fighting, I think, goes on. There is a humanitarian emergency. In particular, I would mention that the people in this Rixos Hotel, the international reporters, these are international reporters who are basically anti-NATO. They don't agree with the CIA line. And that would be Mahdi Darius Nazem Rouaya that you can see on Russia Today. Franklin Lamb is in a different hotel, and Thierry Maison is also still in the city. I would also point out there seems to be danger to the life of Musa Ibrahim, who is the spokesperson of the regime, as well as his wife and his son. The rebels are telling people on YouTube that they're going to exact a terrible fate. Now you can.
Well, that's peace too, though. Killing women and children, you know, that's what the good guys do.
Right.
You're not going to criticize torture on this show, are you?
We can simply, you know, if you want to start, take a case study of the human rights record of these Benghazi rebels. See what happens to Musa Ibrahim and his family. That will tell you everything. Now, in terms of what's going to happen now, Gaddafi, if Gaddafi can maintain some kind of a position in the capital or nearby, that's a very different scenario from what the television is telling you. If Gaddafi is decisively defeated in the Tripoli area, he would probably be well advised to take the example of Mubarak and go to some friendly place and perhaps lay low for a while and wait for the inevitable civil war among these thieves, because these are thieves who are going to fall out. You can already see...
Well, they've been constantly killing each other and calling in airstrikes on each other. That's admitted.
Exactly. So that would be this Khalifa Hifter. The top CIA guy is Khalifa Hifter. But, of course, he lived in Virginia. He lived here between the Pentagon and the CIA for 20 years. And there are going to be factional differences between him and, say, a bunch of guys. guys like the ones who in Darna who had been fighting the U.S. in Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't see how they're going to get along very well. You've also got Jalil, who is the presentable face, and Jibril. These people have really no mass support. They're there to have a presentable face that they can send to the United Nations and so forth. So I would expect a bloody civil war to break out among the rebel factions quite soon. And especially, we've got this 70-page report of what the occupation is going to look like. The occupation calls for tens of thousands of troops from the United Arab Emirates, Emiratis. Now, those guys are royalists. They're reactionaries in all of their social policies, whereas Gaddafi is one of the most progressive, socially oriented people, right? All the oil money was used, or to a large extent, for health care.
So they're going to send in foreigners to help make sure all the money is stolen.
And to enforce privatization, deregulation, the race to the bottom, the usual IMF shock therapy agenda. But if the foreign troops come in, even if they're so-called Arabs from the United Arab Emirates or even worse, Qatar, the people there in Doha, that will lead to a civil war, I think, in short order. So my advice
is... stay there. So basically, absolute humanitarian disaster in the name of stopping one.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. I've seen three polls out this weekend where Ron Paul is number one. The Drudge Report at DrudgeReport.com, we're also posting this at InfoWars.com, has the headline that Ron Paul is evenly matched against Obama. He's neck and neck with Obama. There it is, Gallup, Obama closely matched against Paul and Bachman. So as I keep telling you, because I'm not just cheerleading here and saying Ron Paul can win, you know, 3.5 years ago, I was just pointing out he's an underdog, but he should win. Now, if you look at all the hundreds of polls I've seen, different straw polls, he's number one, number two, or number three. Now, that is a front runner. That's with them ignoring him or demonizing him. So they're definitely scared of Ron Paul. Now, shifting gears back to Webster Griffin Tarpley of Tarpley.net. Webster, any way you slice it, I'm not a fan of Gaddafi, but compared to Al-Qaeda, there is such a thing as lesser of two evils, and he wasn't a total pig. I mean, he did build up the country and the rest of Africa, and we know it means civil war, death, destruction of a comparative jewel in the region, and this is the same reason they took down Serbia. Again, not a fan of Milosevic or any of those guys, but at the end of the day, why did NATO do this?
Well, on the one hand, Gaddafi represents an ideological threat because of this an Arab socialism, which he actually practiced. Libya probably has the best record of any oil-producing country in terms of reinvesting that in social development. This was the top country on the United Nations Human Development Index for Africa, and they were at 57 in the world, which meant that they were beating Russia, beating Ukraine, beating Brazil, and it's remarkable because they had started so near rock bottom. They were absolute, basically nomads until about 1965, 1970, when Gaddafi came in. Remember, you've got that great man-made river, which means that they're going to have water for the next couple of hundred years, unless NATO has bombed it in the meantime. And that, you know, health care was for free, housing allowances were given. These are the things that NATO hates. So they want to go in there now and privatize all that. And they had been, and the weakening of Gaddafi is due to the fact that there was a first privatization offensive in 2003 when they demanded the partial privatization of certain of the oil. And because he was under the gun of what Bush had just done in Iraq, he felt that he had to make concessions. And unfortunately, that even reached up into his family.
And now it's admitted that the 70 plus billion in banks is being stolen, the tens of billions in gold is now going to disappear, and stolen from the people of Libya. I mean, this is just so outrageous.
Right. The frozen assets that the State Department has got custody of now, the U.S. part, I don't know how many billion there are, but there are quite a few billion. That's going to go into the Swiss bank accounts of these spacemen like Jalil, Jibril, Hifter, the people who are running that Benghazi rebel council. And none of that will ever be seen as humanitarian aid. This is going to be a kleptocracy beyond your wildest dreams.
Well, that's my next issue. Are they going to use Libya as their new al-Qaeda base to then menace the West?
Yeah, you can imagine al-Qaeda piracy in the Mediterranean. You know, it's funny. And if you go back to American history, in the early 1800s...
Thomas Jefferson.
The big concern was the Barbary pirates, right? Stephen Decatur and all this. So it meant that these ports in North Africa were bases of pirates. And the pirates, of course, worked with the British because the British brought protection. Others couldn't. The U.S. couldn't and didn't, and therefore had to wage these wars. Today you've got the U.S. intervening in a place like Libya to reestablish piracy, but this time under al-Qaeda auspices. So this is going to have a big effect on the entire Mediterranean littoral, from Spain to Italy to Greece, all the way across. This is now going to fundamentally change what the Mediterranean looks like. And again, it's going to be an open sore. If you didn't want al-Qaeda to have a sanctuary, if that was the point of Afghanistan, they have just been given a sanctuary, or at least it seems so.
All right,
so,
Webster, stay there. Let's do five more minutes in PrisonPlanet.tv Overdrive. The official radio show's over. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.